Yeah, I was like throwing my dog poop. Like I tied the bag up in this guy's garbage, and he comes out of his house. He's like, you throw your shit in my trash can. I was like, I'm sorry, dude. Like
it's trash.
And he's like, oh, no, take that shit home. And he like made me. He made me open it up and reach into his garbage and take my bag of poo.
In those situations, all you ever need to do is go, call the police, and then you walk away. Always.
Ugh.
So call the police.
That guy would have beat the shit out of Adam, dude.
He was pissed. He was just
looking. Not if he thinks that you're the kind of guy that has no problem calling the police.
Which it was like an old black guy with a USMC t-shirt on.
Oh, he would have beat the shit out of you.
Yeah. So, dark Gran Torino.
Yeah, exactly. It was a reverse Gran Torino, and I was
Cedric the Entertainer. I was one of the Hmong
kids.
Yeah.
I was one of the Hmong ruffians. Was,
instead of Gran Torino, it's Coupe de Ville.
El Dorado.
fuck, man.
That would be a much better movie. It would also be easy to defend if it was a black guy instead of a fucking old white man.
Absolutely. A black guy who white kids have been racist towards.
I love that scene, scene in Gran Torino where he brings the kid to meet the Irish guy and he's like, what's up, you Mick fuck? And he's like, nothing, you Polack son of a bitch. And they laugh and they're like, hey, so a black guy and a kike and a fucking chink walk into a bar. The bartender goes, get the hell out. And they laugh. And then he looks at the Chinese kid and he's like, this is how men talk. It's like, I guess, if you say so.
That's a solid joke.
That movie was such a piece of shit.
No, man, it's actually a good movie. It's just morally bankrupt. It's fucking, you know, it's a racist. It's a star vehicle for fucking slurs no one's used since, like, the Donald Duck fights the Nazis era of Warner Brothers cartoons. He said spooks. He says dragon lady. He says zipper head.
Yeah. Yeah.
He calls the Chinese girl dragon lady.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I used to stack spooks like you 3 feet high in Korea.
Gooks. He says gooks when he goes...
blacks. Yeah,
First of all, this is the only movie I know I have the entire script memorized. He goes
we used
up,
to make bunkers out of you.
He drives up in his pickup truck to the black teenagers harassing the kid.
And he's like,
what are you spooks up to?
They're like, excuse me? And then the fucking white kid's like, yeah, go old man. And he's like, shut up, pussy.
Not really.
Yeah.
That's so good. The funniest part of that movie is the closing credits. He decides that he's not going to get his own song. He's going to just sing his own song.
Yeah.
And it's just
my Gran Torino.
Are you telling me? My friend Brendan, Brendan's dad, like, got a copy of that song and he was like, oh, this is such a beautiful song. He was like listening to it casually.
My Gran Torino.
He's singing?
I love my car. And I love driving it using slurs. It doesn't run on gasoline, it runs on slurs. Jinx, spook, dragon lady. Uno, dos, tres. Shut the fuck up, pussy. Happy birthday to me.